Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere in Dull Brick Shopping Mall.
Well, now, see, Delton, this shoe salesman job I got you isn't all that bad. I just bet you've met some pretty darn interesting feet.
Well, Dwayne, things could be worse. At least nobody in Dull Brick Mall has recognized me yet.
Yeah, isn't it exciting? Yeah. It's like you're leading two separate lives. One as an unknown star, and the other as a known shoe salesman.
Yeah, right, Dwayne. Now, have you decided on the wingtips or the formal jogging shoes?
Well, gee, you know, I just can't decide. You know, they're both so practical.
Well, make up your mind.
Okay, okay, well, the jogging shoes have a little stripe.
Oh, God, Dwayne, there's Jillian.
Jillian? Our next door neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Well, I'll just go over and get her.
No, wait.
Just a minute, Delton. Oof,
Are you crazy, Dwayne? She can't see me like this.
Well, why not? Did you spill something on yourself?
No, of course not. But she'll be shattered if she sees a glamorous star such as myself doing something as mundane as selling shoes.
Oh.
Now, Dwayne, this is what you'll do.
Okay.
You'll pretend that you're just walking along and you accidentally run into Jillian.
Okay.
You'll invite her to the movies, and I'll catch up with you on my break.
Oh, but I don't have any money for the movies.
No, here.
Or popcorn.
Oh, here's what money I have left. But you can only buy popcorn for Jillian, not yourself.
Okay. Oh, what movie do you want us to see?
Oh, I don't care. Oh, no, here she comes. Now I've got to hide. Just get her out of here.
Well, Dwayne, is that you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh, Dwayne. It's so good to see you.
Uh-huh. Let's go to the movies.
My, Dwayne, that's very nice of you, but I wanted to do a little shoe shopping.
Here?
Of course. Anatomical Shoes is my favorite shoe store. I love their styles. Don't you?
Nah. Come on, we'll be late for the movies.
Dwayne, stop it. Now just...
Young man, get your paws off my customer.
Oh.
Now someone will be with you in just a moment, miss. Just let me find that incompetent salesman I just hired.
Psst, Dwayne, get over here.
Excuse me, Jillian. I have to go over and talk to this curtain. Bye. Yeah, Delton?
What are you doing pulling and tugging on poor Jillian? You're taking her to the movies, not a wrestling match. Show some class, Dwayne. Now get her out of here, romantically.
Okay, bye. Hello, Jillian, darling. Please, sweetie pie, let us go to the movie picture show.
Yeah.
Oh, Dwayne, you are certainly being cute.
Now where is that salesman? Oh, there you are, Mr. Horn. Get out from behind that curtain. We have a customer.
Well, I'm on my break.
Well, your break's over.
Hey, stop pulling.
Ouch, watch it, Mr. Horn, your teeth are sharp.
Gee, Dwayne. What's going on behind that curtain?
What curtain?
Oh, Dwayne, you are such a kidder. Gosh, I don't know if I'm ever going to get waited on here or not.
Probably not. Let's go.
I guess you're right. Okay, let's get going. By the way, I thought you were on a world tour.
Well, right now we're touring at Dull Brick Mall.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, now, Mr. Horn, you lost a customer.
Now, that's a real shame, Mrs. Plythe.
You know, sometimes you remind me an awful lot of my late dead husband.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's a lucky man.
No, thank you for saying so. I think he was.
I didn't say was. I said is.
No.
What?
Come on to the movies. There won't be any fun without you. Come on, Jillian said you can sit in the same row as us.
Oh, why not?
Delta? Need I remind you, if you abandon your shoehorn, you're fired.
Well, as long as there are bargain matinees, I can afford it. Come on, Dwayne.
Oh boy, Delton, this has been some record-breaking world tour, huh?
Yes, Dwayne. Now let's go to the movies.
Okay!
I don't want to miss the previews of coming attractions. Oh, they're my favorite part.
Oh, I know, Delton, I know.
Will our heroes find peace and inner strength at Dull Brick Mall? Who knows? Thanks for listening to Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Julie Gross, Catherine Wilson, and a special thanks to Bill Wax.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.